Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Saturday Nation, it's Sam Crowley. I want to welcome you to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. What an amazing day it is. Thank you so much for all the love. Want to make sure I try to lead with the show every day saying thank you so much because I never used to be that guy. Never used to have any gratitude at all. It's like, oh, I should be getting it. I should be getting applause. I should be getting paid. You know what? You shouldn't be getting anything. You should have to earn it, baby, and that's the way I like it. That's why I'm coming at you 5, 6, almost 7 days a week with the number one motivational podcast because I'm grateful, man. I want to earn your love. Let's talk about recognizing the time vampires, shall we? What are time vampires? Well, you know, the number one time vampire is gossip. That's always going to sabotage your time. And yeah, it's funny. I see more and more people. Social media is great. I love it. Look, I make a living online, so I can't poo-poo it. But damn, all the drama. Can you lose the drama? I mean, people major in minor things so much online. It's like, I swear to God, they wake up just to think, what kind of can I stir around today to get people to look at me, look at me, look at me? It's a whole other ballgame, man. Eliminate the drama. Don't create a gossip triangle. What's a triangle? A triangle is when you and another person are in a room talking about a third person who just so happens doesn't be in the same room as you. Isn't that amazing how that works out? Hey, Joe's a real a-hole. Whoa, is Joe here to defend himself? No. It's just my version. You're going to have to trust me on this one. He really is. Oh, okay, thanks. Did you hear what Judy did? No. Can I hear from Judy? No, she's not here, but I want to create a triangle because that's the reason why I'm gossiping, because Judy's not here. Guys and girls, that will sabotage your success. It'll suck the time right out. Remember the power of 10 minutes, but also be able to identify in your inbox. You should be unsubscribing from just near everybody's email except mine. Okay, maybe not everybody's, but how many of these Pottery Barn, Nordstrom, and then add on the internet marketers and then your favorite health food. And what about the gimmicky electronic emails, maybe Groupon, that you maybe bought a Groupon once 2 years ago and you're still on their email list? Unsubscribe, man. That is a healthy, healthy practice. Unsubscribe from gossip. Click the unsubscribe. Hey, when somebody's gossiping, say, hold on 1 second. Click. Hey, what are you doing? Click. Did you get it? What are you doing? I'm click unsubscribing from your gossip. Click. Same thing. Now see what kind of look you get from them. Maybe they'll look at you a little sideways. That's okay. Remember, abnormal stands for above normal. But your inbox, man, get rid of that stuff. Do a spring cleaning on your inbox. Unsubscribe so you never have to look at that stuff again. You know you never open it. And oh, by the way, I got two hands in the air. I am guilty as charged. I've got like 50 to 60,000 unopened emails in my Gmail. A lot of those are from months and years ago. I mean, I've had a Gmail account forever, so a lot of those probably go back 10 years. But still, I do it too. I look at an email like, oh, I'll unsubscribe for that. I'll get to it. I got to get to it. You got to get to it. We got to get to it. We got to do a better job of unsubscribing from the stuff that's sabotaging our time. And you'll read the email, 90 days to 100K. Open it. It's like the car wreck. It just to see what's going on inside of that email. Hey, it's Joe Smith here. I just discovered a new push button profit system that's going to give you 90K in your. No, it's not. Never seen it happen. Not one time. Have I seen lightning in a bottle caught? Absolutely. I've seen it once in 1,000 times, maybe more. I've seen it. Hey, my story could be that lightning in a bottle, but I'm not an overnight success story. My story started in a bankruptcy. My story started in a cubicle in the late 90s. That's where my story started. I was just dreaming of owning. My big dream was the storage facility. It just was. Because I was selling Yellow Pages at the time, advertising, and these storage guys that owned the company, guys and girls, they were spending, I don't know, $4,000 to $5,000 a month on Yellow Page ad. They did a big full page, four color ad. That's $50,000-$60,000 a year. They're spending, let's say they're spending $5,000 a month. They've got 400 units. The average storage facility rental is $80 a month on average. Throw out the high, throw out the low. It's about $80. And you've got 400 units. I don't know. What is that? $32,000 a month that's coming in? Can you afford a $4,000, $5,000 a month ad in the Yellow Pages for first position when you're getting every phone call for people that want to spend $80 a month? And they all 98% full. And look, I'm sure towns like that are really big growing, like Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, like destination cities where people are moved to, Florida, where they bring all this stuff. And, oh, we can't get rid of our stuff. Don't even get me started on that. Watch the Minimalism documentary if you have not watched it. I watched it over Christmas vacation last year, 7 months ago, and now I live in half the size of a home that I used to with an outhouse. Okay. That's what that documentary did for me. Minimalism. But think about all that, all the distractions. Back in the late 90s, that's when my dream started. I wanted to own a storage facility, and then I asked the guy. I remember his name was George, and I handled his Yellow Page advertising here in Cincinnati. I said, George, what would you sell this for? He goes, I don't know. I'd probably let it go for $1.5 million, you know? I'm like, I thought he was going to say, I had no concept of money. I thought he was going to say like $200,000. And I wasn't even, I don't know how I was ever going to come up with $200,000. But anyway, I said, oh, okay, yep, okay, good, $1.5 million. Anyway, let's get back to your advertising. And then I totally forgot about it. And I shared that dream with some people at work. I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about buying a storage facility. Guy, I got to raise $1.5 million, though. You ever get laughed? If you're not getting laughed at, then you don't even dream big enough. I mean, if people aren't going, oh, you're an idiot. Oh, my God. Oh, you're on drugs. Ah, if you're not getting that, look, you're not even in the game, man. Get in the game. If people aren't laughing in your face about your dream, it isn't nearly big enough. But it's very difficult to dream when you're chasing two rabbits, because when you chase two rabbits, you catch neither. Don't get distracted. Unsubscribe from the crap in your inbox. Unsubscribe. Unfollow. I have unfollowed 5,000 people. Again, it took me 7 months. I started doing it late December of last year. And I would just slowly unsubscribe or unfollow anywhere from 10 to 50 people in the morning over my cup of coffee. Oh, don't like that post. Trump, unfollow. Hillary, unfollow. Bernie, unfollow. And it was just political crap after political crap. And it's a big echo chamber. They're only talking to their friends. And, oh, God forbid you get somebody disagrees with you politically, and then you blow them up and put them on blast mode, and you embarrass them and go after their family. So that's kind of how everything works on the internet. So I unfollowed everybody who ever posted about politics on my feed on Facebook. My feed is amazing now. My timeline is people who I am genuinely interested in their story. I'm fascinated by some way, shape, or form of what's going on in their life. And if you unfollow someone, they don't need to know you unfollowed them. It doesn't come up as like you unfollowed them. They'll never know that you unfollowed them. If you unfriend them, they'll know, I guess, down the road. But even that, who cares? It's Facebook, for crying out loud. It's not even real friends. So forget that, man. Get rid of the distractions. We're all distracted. You log on. How many times has this happened to you? You open up your computer, you get on your phone, and you meant to do something. You meant to check your bank account or check an email, and you end up scrolling down to Facebook. Come on now, scrolling. You do it. Scrolling. You're doing it. Scrolling down Facebook. And before you know it, it's an hour, and you got nothing done, and you can't even remember why the hell you got on your phone in the first place. You know you've done it. I've done it. We're all guilty of it. When you got passion, when you got purpose, especially purpose, when you've got purpose and meaning to your life, like you know why you are here, why you're doing what you're doing, you don't go scrolling, you go unsubscribing, unfollow, declutter, man. Make this the day you declutter. Now, don't go unfollowing Sam Crowley. No, that would be a bad thing. But unfollow everybody else who isn't adding value to your life. And just get rid of that. Are you with me? All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.